another woman that but 同学。anyway, 我们就把时间啊，所以其实到 everybody stay here, I'm going to translate for everyone. 我把时间交给继续的。
他是我的学长，他比我毕业的
早。I graduated early.
感谢主能够给我这样一个机会和大家一起分享信息。
I want to thank God for this opportunity to share this message with you.
我们先一起做一个祷告。
Let's all pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
给我们这样一个机会来听您的话。
We thank you for this opportunity to study your words.
请你保守这个教会。
We ask for your protection for this church.
也请你让讲员能够讲得清楚。
Now we pray for the speaker so we can get the message clearly.
也请听众能够听得明白。
And all the congregation can hear your message.
我们把这一切都交在您的手里。
We put all these in your hands.
求你带领我们。
We ask you to guide us.
明白您的旨意。
So that we can understand your will.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，各位辅导朋友，
好，你 brothers and sisters, friends.
今天呢，我想跟大家分享一个信息。
The message I want to share with you today.
就是人到底是从哪里来？是从猿猴进化来的吗？
Where did man come from? Did we evolve from the egg?
这个问题对年轻人来说，或者对我们来说，好像都不是个问题。
For many young people and for many of us, it's not really a question.
因为我们从小受的教育就是达尔文的进化论。
Because we all been educated by Darwin's doctrine.
这都是说人就是从猿猴进化来的。
Science tells us that man evolved from apes.
那刚才我们分享的经文可以看到，神说
，But from the scripture which is read，
人是神造的
，Man was created by God。
但是许多人，特别是不信主的朋友们，他们都不以为然。
But a lot of unbelievers do not think so。
因为他们说，你们说的是宗教
，Because what you believe is religion。
我们说的是科学
，What we believe in is science。
我们相信科学。
We believe in science.
今天我想跟大家分享的就是
Today I want to share with you.
达尔文所说的人是从猿猴进化来的，是科学吗？
The Darwin said that man evolved from the egg. Is that the latest science?
他的科学根据在哪里？
What are the scientific basis for that belief?
我想跟大家分享一下，看一看他的科学根据是不是真的。正确的一个科学根据。
I want to discuss with you, are these based on true and sound scientific facts?
或者说，它根本没有科学根据，它是凭它的一个设想。
Or maybe there is no scientific base for it, it's just merely an assumption.
我也想把近几年来一些科学家他们的科学成果和发现给大家分享，让大家看一下它跟达尔文进化论有什么不一样。
I also want to share with you the latest scientific development, see whether they are any different with the Darwin doctrine.
我想把这些东西、这些信息给大家看了以后，由你们来做出选择。你觉得你还是继续相信人从猿进化来的，或者说你的想法有一点动摇，觉得？好像现在的科学不是这么说的。
I want to give you the latest information and facts so that you can decide for yourself whether man did evolve from apes.
好，我们现在就开始啊。
Begin.
这里呢，原来我们已经读过了，就是读的那个圣经啊，已经读过了。那么我们来看一下，圣经呢，它刚才我们读的圣经呢，它很清楚地告诉我们，它说。就是每一个不同的物种都是神在特定的时间创造的。
Bible scripture tells us that every species, every animal was created by God at certain time.
它讲的是各从其类。
Everything according to its own kind.
我要强调的是各从其类四个字。
I want to emphasize according to its own kind.
为什么呢？因为在读到二十五节的时候，他经文里面已经十次说到各从其类。
Up to verse 27, he mentioned each one according to his own kind at least 10 times.
各从其类，也就是说他身体的形状、构造都不一样。
That means the body form and shape might be different.
也就是说一个物种和另一个物种它都是独立的，都是不一样的。
That means every species are different and are independent.
它们不是逐渐有一个物种进化到其他物种的。
Bible don't seem to teach that one species can evolve into another one.
当然也包括人。
That including man.
人他就是神创造的，而不是进化而来。
Bible teach that man was created by God, not evolved.
你们就可以说，这是圣经说的，不是科学说的。
But you, this is what Bible teach, not science.
达尔文是科学家，他说的是科学。那我们来看一下达尔文是怎么说的。
Darwin is a scientist, but let's see what did Darwin actually teach.
达文的进化论呢，它就是内容非常的多。
Darwin's evolution is very broad.
它主要的就是说的物竞天择，适者生存。
He talk about each species adapt to the environment and survival of the fittest.
也就是我们说的自然选择。
That is the natural selection.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说一个物种它要生存。
I mean, for each species to survive,
它必须要适合这个环境。
It must be able to adapt to its environment.
所以它必须改变自己。
So he has to adjust itself, adapt itself.
通过改变，它如果能够适应这个环境。
Through some adjustment, if it can adapt to the environment,
它就生存下来了。
It will be able to survive.
如果它不能改变，或者它的改变不能生存，
if it cannot change itself to survive,
它就被大自然淘汰了。
It will be eliminated.
所以能够生存下来的都是经过不断改变的。
So all the animals that survive, they can adapt to the environment, adapt to the environment.
而这个改变呢，它是非常非常小。
There are modificational changes that are very gradual.
它是一代一代的往下传。
From generation to next generation.
每一代都在变化。
Every generation changes a little bit.
变到后来呢，就是面目全非了。
After so many changes, it becomes very different.
好多人都觉得很有道理。
It makes sense to a lot of people.
那么关于这一方面呢，我们有很多的内容，以后有机会可以跟大家分享。
There is a lot of information on that subject. I would like to share with you in the future.
那么他讲到的一个就是同一物种的进化。
He talk about how species evolve.
还有一个呢，就是不同物种的进化。
And different species evolve into another species.
讲的是跨物种的变化。
Is cross species evolution.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说一个物种
From one species,
它为了生存的需要
In order to adapt to the environment,
它要不断地改变自己
It must change itself,
适应环境
To adapt to the environment,
然后慢慢地很多年以后它变成了完全一个不同的物种
And gradually after so many years, it becomes another species.
如果我问大家
Let me ask you,
一只熊
Can a bear,
他进了水里、
get into the water,
他想方设法的生活在水里面
If he want to live in the water,
几百万年几千万年以后
After millions of years,
他能不能变成一条鲸鱼
Can he become a whale?
我不知道多少人能够相信
How many people believe that can?
不管你相信也好不相信也好
Whether you believe or not,
你是根据什么
What are your basis for that?
有科学证据吗？
Are there scientific facts for it?
那你们说为什么你别的例子不举，光要举熊和鲸鱼的例子呢？
Why do you use that bear, chimpanzee, whale as example?
差距太大了。
Because the difference are so great.
这例子不是我举的。
This is not an example given by myself.
是达尔文举的。
This is an example used by Darwin.
只有当一只熊能够变成情蚁成为可能的话，那么猿当然有可能变成人了。
If bear can evolve into a whale, and then of course man can evolve into a ape can evolve into a man.
相比之下，好像猿跟人之间的差距。跟熊跟情侣的差距要小吗？
Because the difference between ape and man and whale and bear is so much more less.
在达尔文的物种起源的一版。
In the Darwin's theory of evolution.
他就是这么说的。
That's what he said.
他说熊完全可以通过自然选择或
bear can through natural selection.
获得更多适应于水中生存的特性
，become more adapted to live in the water。
它可以形成越来越大的嘴巴
，its mouth and gradually become bigger。
一直到变成一个庞然大物，就是一条鲸鱼
，until it become an enormous whale。
但有个条件
，and there's a condition。
要足够的时间
，there's got to be sufficient time。
这就没法证实了。
That is very hard to prove.
我们无法看到几千万年以后的情况。
We cannot witness something that's millions of years.
但好多人就是相信。
But many people believe it.
为什么呢？
Why?
没有科学证据。
There is no scientific support.
凭着信心。
It's by faith.
就跟我们信神一样。
Same as the way we trust, believe in faith.
达尔文的进化论的相信者，他们也是在凭着信心信。他们没有凭着科学性。
The people who believe in Darwin's theory is also by faith. They know scientific facts.
他们不仅这么说了，而且以后的达尔文的进化论的那些学者，他们为了证明达尔文说的是对的。
Many scholars, in order to prove that Darwin was right.
他们还列出了这么一张表。
They make up a chart.
明确地说，在六千五百万年以前，
six billion years ago，
它是一只熊。
There was a bear。
然后慢慢慢慢的，一直到三千万年以后
，And then after maybe three billion years ago, later，
它就变成了鲸鱼了。
And it become a whale。
都列出这么一个详细的表。
They have a detailed diagram。
而且每一个阶段它变成什么东西都有。
It also tell you what was changed in each stage.
你说这是不是科学啊？
Is this a scientific?
是科学啊，证据都在这里啊。
Is that a scientific chart?
但是你能够找出其中一种吗？
Can you find any of those transitional species?
你找出任何一种中间的过渡体的化石吗？
Can you find any transitional species in there?
到现在为止没有。
So far, science has not been able to find any.
一共要三千五百万年才能够完成这个进化。
It takes 350 billion years.
那我们来看一下，如果你能够找到中间当中过渡的中间体，或许你还可以这样说。
If we can possibly find any of the transitional species.
但现在一样也没有。
So far, there's not even one transition.
所以最关键的就是要找到当中的过渡体。
The fact that we need to have scientific evidence of transitional species.
终于，在前几年，有个考古学家，他说他找到了。
Finally, a couple years ago, an archaeologist said he found something.
就是这一位，他叫 Dr. Phil Gingrich.
Dr. Gingrich.
他是Michigan University 的一个教授。
He's a professor in Michigan.
他说他找到了这个过渡体的化石。
He found a fossil of the transitional species.
他把这个化石通过计算机还原成原来的样子。
He used a computer to calculate the shapes.
他说就是这样一个他们梦寐以求的找到的这个中间体。
He said, finally, the dreamed evidence become discovered.
一下子他就出了名了。
All of a sudden he would become so famous.
所以呢，进化论的学者呢欣喜若狂。
All the evolutionists they were so thrilled.
这么多年来，他们总算找到了一个能够支持他们这种说法的一个科学证据。
Finally, they have evidence to support their theory.
所以各个大报纸媒体都在宣扬这件事。
That's why every major media and newspaper was talking about it.
而且密歇根那里的博物馆就展出了一个、这个中间体的一个模型。
Even the museum in Michigan have a display about this transitional.
那是一个化石的模型。
A fossil.
来证明这个中间物是存在的。
To show that the transitional species indeed existed.
一位记者特地去访问了这个考古学家。
Many news reporters went to see him.
到了他的实验室。
They went to his laboratory.
就问他。
They asked him.
我们在博物馆看到的是一个造出来的一个模型。
We see a model, a manufactured model.
不是真正的化石。
Not a real fossil.
你能不能给我看一下你发现的化石
？Can you show us the fossil that you discovered?
他说行。
Sure, I can.
这就是我发现的化石。
This is the fossil that I have discovered.
就这么两片
？Two pieces.
哦，还有，他说还有。
Oh, more.
那差不多都是那个牙齿上面那个头这两片东西啊。
The two jaw bones.
还有吗
？Are there more?
没了。
That's all.
就这些啊。
These are my evidence.
那你说那个发现的新最重要的就是它有尾巴。
The most important thing because it got a tail.
熊要过渡到鲸鱼的话，最重要的就是它的那个尾巴，它原来那一根细的尾巴，现在变成了那个尾巴了，是吧
？I have a tail that show a long bear to whale.
他说没有。
I do not have.
你没有发现化石的尾巴。
Yeah, you don't have the fossil for the tail part.
那你那个模型的？尾巴是从哪里来的
？So where does the tail come from in the model museum?
他说，我想它应该有尾巴。
That's according to what I think it should have.
我期待它有尾巴。
I think it should have a tail.
我相信它有尾巴。
I believe it has a tail.
所以我就给它装上。
That's what I put it on.
另外一个关键就是它的四个腿，它的腿的那脚趾之间有那个。坡就是像那个鸭子的那个坡一样，这是一个很重要，它可以游泳，原来那个熊是不能游泳的，现在长了那个坡了，这是一个很关键的问题。他说
the critical part is the web that is in the pole or the bear.
他说你这个上面有啊，
there is web on the pole on the pole.
你的化石呢？
Where is the fossil for that?
他说没有。
No, I do not have that.
他没有化石，你怎么也给它装上了
？But without any fossil evidence, why do you put the web?
他说我想应该有。
Because that's what I think it should have.
所以那个记者说，实际上是没有，是因为你相信有，所以你把它装上了，是不是
？And the newspaper reporter says, in fact, you do not have a fossil, but you think they should have.
他说是。
Is it that's true?
然后记者又问，那你现在还相信不相信它有尾巴？
Now, do you still believe that it has a tail?
我不相信。
He said, "Now I no longer believe."
他说，那你现在还相信不相信它有 web?
How about do you believe it got web?
他说，我相信这个。
I'm not. I don't believe.
可是那个模型还在博物馆呢。
But the model is still in display in museum.
还在说找到中间体了。
They are still talking about it found the transitional species.
这就是科学证据吗？
Are these scientific facts?
我们所知道的就是媒体的报道，博物馆里陈列的那个模型。
All we know is what the media reported in the model in the museum.
都说找到了中间体了。
Everybody said they found the transitional species.
都说我们确信已经找到了中间体。
They say we got hard evidence now.
熊是可以变成鲸鱼的。
Well,
达文的预言是正确的。
Darwin's theory was correct.
就是 建立在这个唯一的科学根据上。
It's all based on this sole scientific evidence.
请点一下他上面的那个一个题目啊，他说他自己说的，化石没有尾巴和脚蹼。如果您把他那个 click 点一下的话，他会有那个录像。
The title says that the fossil doesn't have a tail or a web.
后面能帮忙点一下吗？
Okay.
对，哦，不是这个，那就不看，我们就不看录像了。反正就是重复一下，说明我说的是真的。他是采访了那个考古学家，他亲口说的。我刚才重复他的话，就是在录像里面有的。没关系，我们就继续。
Yeah, man, I may want to show you that he actually said that the...
When this video series was being filmed on location at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, the executive producer noticed the discrepancy between museum drawings of Rhodocetus and the fossil. The reconstruction of Rhodocetus had a whale fluke, but there were no fossils of a tail to confirm this. Dr. Phil Gingrich, the scientist responsible for discovery and reconstruction of Rhodocetus, was questioned. How do you know there was a whale fluke on Rhodocetus, since that part of the fossil was missing?
Well, the reason that the scientists think there was a fluke on Rhodocetus, based on evidence for them.
Well, I told you we don't have the tail of Rhodocetus, so we don't know for sure whether it had a ball vertebra indicating a fluke or not. So I speculated it might have had a
Scientist Gingrich also acknowledged that the flippers were drawn on the diagram without these fossils. Now, he does not believe this animal had flippers. Again, his answer was surprising, since the museum diagrams had flippers on Rhodocetus.
Now, since then, we've found the forelimb, the hand, and the front arm, the arm, in other words, of
又发现了一个真正的群蚁下巴的化石。
Later on, they also discovered another jawbone from another whale.
可是这个化石的年份呢，是4900万年。
That was 49 million years old.
那么在4900万年的时候呢，根据进化论学者刚才的那张表
，But according to the chart in the evolutionary diagram.
When this video series was filmed on location at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, the executive producer noticed the discrepancy between museum drawings of Rhodocetus and the fossil. The reconstruction.
好，不要紧，就不要了。那么，照理呢，他这个我们发现的呢是。不用了，不用了。
Had a whale fluke, but there were no fossils of a tail to confirm this. Dr. Phil Gingrich, the scientist responsible for the discovery and reconstruction of Rhodocetus, was questioned how he knew there was a whale fluke on Rhodocetus, since that part of the fossil was missing.
Well, the reason that the scientist think there was a fluke on Rhodocetus,
Well, I told you we don't have the tail of Rhodocetus.
I don't have the tail.
We don't know for sure whether it had a ball vertebra indicating a fluke or not. So I speculated it might have had a...
I speculated. What's your...
Scientist Gingrich also acknowledged that the flippers were drawn on the diagram
found the forelimb, the hand, and the front arm, the arm, in other words, of Rotocetus. And we understand that it doesn't have the kind of arm that can be spread out like flippers are on a whale. If you don't have flippers, I don't think you can have a flip tail and really power swimming. And so I now doubt that Rotocetus would have had a flip tail.
Many experts consider whales to be the best fossil evidence for evolution, but are unaware of these discrepancies.
Now, 就很明显，他自己都承认，这是一个假，但是我们都不知道，都以为是已经是真的。那么，继续我们讲的这个呢，就是说，在4900万年前到5000万年，这个时候
49 million years ago to 50 million years，
它刚刚进化成这个样子。
That is what it should look like according to the diagram。
那是根据进化论学者刚才我给大家看的一张表。
That is according to the evolutionary diagram。
照理它在5000万年的时候，它只能进化到这个水平。
That is to be the level at 50 million years。
它还需要3000万年才能够变成鲸鱼。
You need another 30 million years。
可是现在它已经变成鲸鱼了。
But now it is already a whale。
所以进化论的学者说，它来不及进化呀。
There's not enough time for it to evolve。
他们要重新排一张表。
They must change the diagram。
那么他们这张表到底是从哪里来的呢？
Where was the diagram came from？
没有什么证据。
There's no evidence。
而我们提供的，现在科学家提供的根据呢，跟它不一样。
Now the latest science discovery is different。
所以，我们把这些证据的放在这里。
As we presented evidence。
把这些信息给大家。
I give you the information。
让你们来决定。
So that you can make some decision。
你选择哪一个你可以相信
？Which one would you prefer to believe？
所以呢，这位科学家他就写了一本书啊，叫《Darwin Black Box》。
啊，那个Scientist Robin Hood Darwin Black Box。
他举了好多好多的例子。
He used so many examples。
他来说明人。它能够好多的功能，不可能是偶然产生的。
Like many of human function, body function is not accident.
而且特别强调，跨物种的进化是不可能。
He emphasizes it's impossible to cross species.
因为鸿沟太大。
Because the gap is so vast.
什么意思呢？就是我们现在知道了 DNA.
Because we know about DNA today.
不同的物种有不同的 DNA.
Every species has its own DNA arrangement.
而且 DNA 是非常稳定。
And the DNA are something that's very stable.
那么我们再看一看啊，达尔文他认为人类是怎么起源的。
So what's Darwin's model for the origin of human race?
从教科书上我们都读到，它是无脊椎动物到有脊椎，然后到哺乳，到灵长类，然后到猿类，然后到人。
You know, from animal without backbone and to mammal and then from to animal to egg and man.
并有一棵这样的进化树。
There's an evolutionary tree.
从低级到高级。
From a low life form to a higher life form.
从简单到复杂。
From simple life form to complicated life form.
就这么最后进化成人。
And that's how man came from.
而且甚至还提出说人最初还不是猿进化，是从鱼进化来的。
Not only that, man not only come from egg, but originally is from fish.
我们来看它是这样一张图。
That is a diagram.
不知道你们学过没看到过没有，在读书的时候。
Anybody see that in the textbook?
也就是说，人最初是从鱼来的。
We come originally from fish.
我不知道多少人还相信。
How many people still believe?
首先，鱼要上岸就是一个大问题。
For the fish to get on shore is a big problem.
鱼是用鳃呼吸的。
Because fish breathe through the gills.
可是， 陆上的动物它是用肺呼吸。
But people on land breathe through the lungs.
鱼上岸，按照达尔文的进化论，就是说你要适合环境，你必须改变。
Because fish need to adapt to a new environment, Darwin's it has to change.
那么鱼为什么一定要改变它自己？
Why does fish need to adapt itself?
什么环境逼着鱼一定要到岸上来？
What forced the fish to come ashore?
地球上70%都是海洋。
No, 70% of the earth is water.
它没有生存环境了。
Are they not in that environment for it to live?
它飞得变才能够生存吗？
Does it have to come on land to survive?
好像说不过去。
Doesn't seem to make sense.
那么，我在那个 Internet 看到这样一些图画，它叫在 Yahoo， 它叫知识堂。
There's a knowledge in Mong Yahoo. That's what I Google.
它是专门传授知识给我们的。
It's something that distribute information.
是什么知识呢？它就说人就是从鱼变来的。
It says that the man comes from fish.
怎么变呢？你看，从第一个图画是这样。
The first picture was that bad.
其实第一个已经不像鱼了。
Even the first one doesn't look like a fish.
看到过这个东西吗？第二个你们看到过吗？
Can anybody see anything like that?
后来又变了。
And that's how it evolved into.
看到过这个东西吗？
Anybody see anything look like that?
哦，有点像。
Oh, now it looks like something.
鱼可以变成像猴子这样的东西。
A fish can become like an ape now.
最后就变人了。
Finally, create a man.
有科学根据吗？
There's scientific evidence for.
可他就在网上，就在知识堂里面传授这样的知识。
But these are all in the internet.
可是大家都信了。
Everybody believes.
我不知道你们相信人是从鱼变来的吗？
How many people actually believe that people come from fish?
而且他们认定
And they were sure
是这个鱼变的
It come from this particular fish
其他黄花鱼带鱼还没有资格变
Not any fish
就只有这种鱼才有资格变成人
Only that kind of fish qualified to evolve into man
为什么呢
Why?
因为这个鱼它有一个特性
There is something very special about this particular fish
它前面的那个鳍呀、
啊、是 front,
它是软骨
and then some soft bone.
它有那种 bony fin 有像软骨一样的那个鳍
you got some bony fin for fin.
所以呢它可以支撑起来
it can push itself off.
所以进化论的学者说就是这种鱼它才有可能把它的那个鱼鳍呢变成四肢
The scientists insist only this kind of fish can raise itself up on its fin.
这就是他们的科学根据。
This is their evidence.
还有呢，就是说鱼要上岸的话，它要呼吸，对不对
？And also for the fish to come ashore, it must be able to breathe.
他说这种鱼有一个内鼻孔。
He said these fish have an internal nostril.
这个内鼻孔呢，可以直接从空气当中呢把氧气吸进来。
That nostril can breathe in air directly.
以后它逐渐会进化变成肺。
And then that's how the lungs evolve.
那它就变成了陆地上的动物。
And become an animal of the land.
这就是进化论者说鱼上岸的科学证据。
These are the scientific evidence of fish.
中国有位学者叫张弥曼院士。
那个 Chinese scholar，
他做了很多这方面的研究工作。
She did a lot of research on this particular subject.
他的成果呢，在瑞典皇家科学院呢做了一个报告。
He present her finding to a scientific board.
他的报告。否定了这个扇鳍鱼它具有内鼻孔的这样一个传统的看法。
In her research, she denied the inner nostril, the idea of inner fish.
所以他就根本动摇了原来进化论者说这个鳍鱼它是四足动物的祖先的这个地位。
That fundamentally shaken the idea that that particular fish are the forepart of all the four-footed animals.
为什么呢？因为它没有内鼻孔。
Because there's no internal nostril.
这个报告已经得到世界科学界的承认，可是现在我昨天还查了一下，网上的这个 Wikipedia 这个什么维基什么啊百科全书，还说它有内鼻孔。
Even though this is already been accepted by the scientific body, the other information are still prevalent.
我再特地查了一下百度。
I also look at.
就是在大陆大家看的那个百度搜索网，也说它还有内鼻孔。
Maybe I'm still talking about in the internet that.
这对我们的影响多大？更不可思议的是
，Something even more unbelievable.
都说这种鱼已经灭绝了。
They say this kind of fish already extinct.
7000万年以前就没有了。
7 million years ago, it will become extinct.
到哪去了
？Where did it happen to it?
都进化成人了。
Because they all evolved to man.
灭绝了，为什么？进化了。
Because it has been evolved.
没有想到，1938年12月22日，在印度洋抓到了一条鱼。
But little did they expect in 1938 they caught one of these fish.
这条一直认为已经消失了、进化了的鱼，又出现了。
The fish that has evolved and extinct discovered again.
这个消息非常震惊。
This was a shocking news.
而且跟以前的化石比较，它没有一点点的改变。
And it even changed a bit from the original fossil.
这么多年，至少应该有一点进化吧。
Should the fish evolve a little bit up so many millions of years?
一点点。
It's still the same.
当时也有人辩称，他说一条算不了什么，它可能没机会进化，其他都进化了。
Some people say, oh, just one fish survived, the rest of it evolved.
漏网之鱼嘛。可是第二年又抓到了200多条。
Later on, they caught another 200.
而且在各个不同的地方。
All over the ocean.
所以有一位是赞成那个进化论的一位学者。
There's someone who believes in evolution, the science.
他原来一直相信。
Only because he believed.
这次他说话了。
Finally he speak.
他说我太震惊了。
He said I'm shocked.
震惊到什么程度呢
？I'm shocked to a degree.
我在大街上看到一只恐龙还没有那么震惊呢。
I would not be shocked to discover a dinosaur. I just.
J.B. Smith 他说他是很有名的进化论学者。
J.B. Smith is a very famous evolutionist.
那么达尔文他对人类起源的历程呢，实际上他在物种起源里面他并没有说。
Actually, on the original species, Darwin did not teach the.
他还是很谨慎的。
He was actually very careful.
他只是说将来会搞清人类起源的。
He said, finally, we will understand the origin of man.
所以他当时并没有说人是由猿猴变的。
He never mentioned that man evolved from apes.
一直到十几年以后
，after a couple decades after，
他在另一本书《人类家谱》
，in his other book the Family of Man，
他就说他说人可能是从古代一种黑毛长尾巴的。四足竖蹄动物进化来的。
He said the man might possibly come from a tree climbing hairy apes.
那你可以说是猿，也可以说是猩猩。
That could be an ape or a.
也可以说是猴子。
Or could be a.
都符合他的这个说法。
All that fit into his theory.
有科学根据吗
？But are there any scientific evidence?
他说人可能。
He said man possibly.
因为他没有科学根据。
Because he has no evidence for that.
他是想象。
It's based on what his imagination.
所以我们后来的科学家说，这是一个缺少证据的大胆设想。
That's why people say this is a hypothesis without evidence.
所以人哪里来的？根据达尔文的这个构想，就是这么来的。
According to Darwin, this is how man evolved.
那么进化论的学者呢，就说人就是从猿进化而来。
According to them, man evolved from ape.
而且就像刚才我们说的，指定一种鱼进化成人，现在他们指定这种猿进化成人。
Just like this, only particular fish will evolve. They also now there's only particular kind of ape that will evolve.
这种猿叫南方古猿。
That ape is called the ape of the south.
那么然后南方古猿呢，它可以进化成第二种，叫能人，叫 Homo habilis.
The ancient ape of the south evolved into 什么什么？
Homo habilis.
Homo sapiens.
我们称为能人，然后这个能人呢又进化成直立人。
And then somebody who can erect, stand erect.
然后呢再进化成智能，叫 Homo sapiens.
Homo sapiens.
这个智能呢跟我们现在人就差不多了。
That is the closest to modern man.
这是他们给你安排的这个进化的一张表和图片。
That's a scientific chart of how many evolved.
科学根据呢？
This evidence for these.
我们看一看他们的科学根据。
Let's look for the scientific evidence for these.
现在呢，好多科学家就说了，他说，为什么一定要南方古猿去进化
？Why Australopithecus？
那么其他的那个地球上比它早的更久的啊，更出现地球上更早的一种叫拉马古猿呢？它为什么不进化
？How come there are other apes that is more ancient but they do not evolve？
那么进化的时候，难道是因为他们自己不想进化
？Are those apes choose not to evolve？
为什么他们不进化？单单南方古猿进化，这是他们提出的问题。
Why only that particular one evolve？
对这个 challenge the question， 总要有个说法。
For all these challenges， The evolution has got to have some sort of response.
他们怎么说呢
？How do they respond to that question?
他说，因为南方古猿所生活的环境起了巨大的变化。
He said because that particular ape environment have a drastic change.
他们所处的这个森林呢，突然没有了。
The forest was disappearing.
所以他们不得不从树上下来，走到平原上。
They were forced down from the tree to into the plain.
所以根据达尔文的学说，他们必须要站起来。
They were forced to stand up.
你没树了，你干嘛不站
？They no more tree to climb.
你只能站起来，开始像人一样的开始生活。
You are forced to stand.
能站起来的就生存了。
Those who can erect themselves survive.
站不起来的就淘汰。
People, anyone that cannot erect.
所以能够生存下来的就是能够站起来。
The survivor are the one that can stand up.
所以他们就慢慢的进化了。
And gradually they evolve more.
这是一个最好的解释。
This is their best explanation.
除了这个解释没办法解释了。
Because they know other one.
也就是说，南方古猿所处的这个地方的气候大变化是这一种解释的基础。
The climate change in that particular environment explains the evolution.
如果真的这样，那还可以说得过去。
It seems to make sense according to what they say.
那么，那里的气候是不是真的起了大变化呢
？Was there such a dramatic climate change in that place?
他们给出这个说法的时候，有没有科学根据呢
？Are that climate change based on facts?
没有。
There's none.
就是这么说。
This is just what they say.
他这么一说啊。
But with this theory,
还真有人当回事儿。
A lot of people accept them.
去查了。
So they begin to look for.
南方古猿呢？他说是气候变化，然后就刚才我说的这个故事。结果呢，有一支考古队 ，Yale University.
There's an archaeology group, a research group from Yale.
他们专门到那里去做了考察。
They went there to do research.
专门做了考察，结果发现，他说1550万年以来
15,000 years, 100 years,
这个地方大裂谷地区的气候根本没有变化。
There is no major climate change in that region.
和今天完全相同。
The same as today.
那么他们的解释就根本就不能解释这个问题。
That's why their explanation doesn't explain it.
所以这个答案没有科学根据。
That's why these are without scientific evidence.
另外一个科学根据是有一位考古学家叫 Liggy， 就这个女士。
Liggy is a scientist.
她做了很多很多这方面的考古。
He did a lot of research.
根据达尔文进化论的学者说，能人进化成直立人。
He did from Homo habilis to Homo erectus.
也就是说，根据达尔文的进化论，你这个人你不能生存下去，你非得改变你的环境，然后你才能够生存，所以你要进化。
The Homo habilis will never survive without evolve. It got to force itself to change.
可是你给发现，这个能人和直立人他们并存了50万年。
There is a time of 50 million year time separated.
所以根本不存在进化的问题。
The evolution.
他们能够并存，为什么要进化呢？
If they can survive together, why do one have to be evolved?
这位记者呢，他曾经访问了5个全世界最大的化石储存的博物馆。
This news reporter has been doing research on 5 of the biggest museum fossils.
每一个馆长都跟他说，我们的博物馆没有一件猿到人进化的过渡化石。
None of the museum have a transitional fossil of between ape and man.
但是我们看到媒体报道，我们有好多好多的过渡性的化石。
But if you look at the media, there are so many fossils for the transitional species.
他们可以举出好多的化石。
They give you so many fossil examples.
放在不同的博物馆里面。
They are found in every museum.
我以后有机会给大家分享，这些都是假的。
I want to share with you one day that these are not genuine fossils.
没有一样是真的。
None of them are true.
其中有一个放在英国博物馆40年。
There is one fossil that been in display for 40 years in England.
说是猿到人的进化的过渡化石。
That is a transitional fossil between ape and man.
现在证明是假的。
Now we discovered it was not true.
已经从博物馆移走了。
They have removed the fossil.
这位是达尔文最要好的朋友。
He named Darwin one of his best friends.
叫 Thomas Huxley.
Thomas.
他称为是达尔文的斗犬。
He's in the circle of Darwin.
什么意思呢？就是说，谁要是反对达尔文的进化论
，That means anybody who against the idea of evolution.
他就冲出来跟他斗。
He's the one who fighting them.
所以人家叫他斗犬。就像达尔文的身边的一条狗，谁要反对他就去咬谁。
Oh, he's the dog of Darwin.
就是他也不得不说，他说猿不能直接进化到人类。
Even he finally concludes man cannot evolve into man.
当中缺少环节。
Because they are missing links.
那么人和动物到底有什么区别？
So what is the difference between man and animal?
两个完全不同的。
We are different species.
有什么区别呢？
What are the differences?
人会敬拜神。
Man can worship God.
我们在这里敬拜神。
We worship God here.
为什么？
Why?
我们有灵。
Because the spirit.
这个灵是神给的。
The spirit that comes from God.
敬畏神的心，人皆有之。不管你信神还是不信神。
Everybody has feel God within them.
有些人声称他无神论。
People say that they are atheists.
但他内心还是心存敬畏的。
But in their heart, they have feel.
他做了坏事，晚上睡不着。
When they did something wrong, they cannot sleep.
动物不会啊。
But doesn't happen to anyone.
一只豹吃了一只羊，他晚上会睡不着吗？
Leper after he eat the sheep, he
你一个人杀了一个人，他晚上可能睡不着。
But someone who killed another man cannot sleep.
人杀人，我们叫谋杀。
We call people who kill murderer.
Murder. 但是动物吃动物呢？
How about animal eating animals?
我 神动物不会。
Men are different from animals who have a spirit that want to worship God.
你说动物会吗？
Would animals?
有人说会，我网上看到，动物会，他也会。他是敬拜神吗？他学一样，学了以后有吃的。他想到的就是鱼嘛。
He wants to pay for food, fish to eat.
他会跟着你一起拜。
He can do the.
他根本不知道怎么回事。
But it doesn't.
这是人跟动物的一个很大的区别。
This is a major difference between man and animal.
就算是不信神的一位美国的文学家。他也说了人和动物的区别。尽管他不信神
了，
但他说出来的话跟我们信神的人很像。他怎么说？他说人是唯一会脸红的动物。尽管他把人还称动物，我们从来不承认我们是动物。
We never regard ourselves as animal.
有些人还自称自己是高级动物。
If some people said I'm just a higher,
你再高级，你还是动物啊。我们不是动物，我们是人。
We are human.
是按照神的形象造的人。
We are man created by God.
不可以把自己贬低成，无论多高级，你还是动物啊。
Don't lower yourself into animal higher.
人会脸红啊，因为你有。灵，你有良心，你有良知，都是神给的。
You go to your spirit, you go to your conscience, you brush.
第二更妙，或是唯一该脸红的动物啊？为什么唯一该脸红啊？人犯罪嘛。
Also, we are the only one that deserve to brush.
有圣经来，就是保罗说的。
That's what Paul said.
亏欠了神的荣耀。
We have.
都是罪人。
He's under God.
都是罪人。
We are also in the
所以是不是应该唯一该脸红的动物？
That's why we are the only one that deserves to brush.
我觉得很奇妙，尽管他不信主，不信神。
People who don't believe.
他说出来的话还是蛮敬畏神的。
They speak reverently about man.
你知道这是谁吗？
You know who is that?
Mark Twain.
That's Mark Twain.
他是一个很幽默、很有趣的
作
家。那么可能时间不够了，我想快一点的和大家分享有一个非常惊人的消息。
I want to share with you a very shocking news.
麻省理工学院和 Harvard
in MIT and Harvard
两位教授
they are two professors there.
他们经过研究
after long research
得出了这样一个结论。
They have this conclusion.
他说哎呀，现在的人是古代的人和黑猩猩的后代。
He says modern man is a mixed breed between monkey.
他等于骂自己也是杂种。
We are just a mixed breed.
怎么会呢？
How can that be?
他说我是根据我们对比他们的 DNA.
He said I compared the DNA between the two.
然后就得出这个结论了。
That's their conclusion.
当时有一个社会学家。
There's a sociologist.
他说我不懂你说的 DNA 和科学报告。
I don't understand your DNA research report.
请允许我从社会学的角度来问一个问题。
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
他说人类和黑猩猩怎么会相爱生孩子？
How does man fall in love with chimpanzee and get married?
而且不是一个。
Not just one.
我们所有的人都是他们后代，说明好多好多的黑猩猩和人都在聚在一起，然后结婚生子，还要培养下一代，然后下一代再结婚生子，然后才会。他我就想问这样一个问题，你能回答？
我 so many men, I mean a lot of men fall in love with the chimpanzee and marry.
也许这不是科学。
These are not scientific facts.
这是常识。
These are common sense.
我给大家举个例子。
Let me give you a few examples.
你看这位女孩子。
This young lady.
17岁，从英国直升到非洲的森林里面。
He go from England to the jungle in Africa.
他把他的一生献给了森林的黑猩猩。
She gave her life to the chimpanzee.
他研究他们的生活习性。
She studied the habit of the chimpanzee.
他跟他们做朋友。
She befriended them.
感情好得不得了。
Very good relationship with chimpanzee.
不回家了。
He never went home.
度过了他的一生。
He spent all her life there.
从妙龄少女
from a young girl
一直到年逾古稀的老太
太。Until she's the old lady.
你能想象有这样热爱星星的女孩子吗？
Can you find someone who is more devoted to chimpanzee?
恐怕世界上只有一个吧。
I think she might be the only one.
她跟星星感情深不深？
She loved with the chimpanzee.
她甚至亲她。
She kissed her.
可是我查了好久，没查到她跟猩猩生孩子。
But I never heard that she had baby with chimpanzee.
到这种地步了，他们都没考虑生孩子。
Even spend all this time, they never had baby.
我还看到一张照片，是一个男的。
And there is another picture.
他也跟猩猩在亲嘴。
He was kissing ape.
我也不知道这个猩猩是男的还是女的。
I'm not sure who is the female ape.
我不知道他的故事。
I do not know the story.
有一点我可以肯定。
But one thing I can be very sure.
人可以和猩猩有一种非常非常深厚的感情。
You can have a very deep affection with the apes.
而且在某种程度上，这种感情甚至超过了和你的亲人。
That relationship can exceed your relationship with the other human being.
但绝不可能生孩子。
But you can never breed.
没有这个胃口啊。太可怕了。那么有人问，万一有人愿意
？Okay, if one is willing to proceed.
科学根据呢？万一有人他愿意生孩子，你怎么证明不可能呢
？If somebody wants to breed a baby with an egg.
试过没有
？Has anybody tried?
有。
Yes.
是谁啊
？Who tried?
这个苏联科学家专门做这个实验。
There is a scientist.A scientist from Russia, he did that experiment.
他叫伊万诺夫，是一个非常有名的科学家，专门搞各种不同的那个物种啊，让他们生后代。
He wanted to try to cross species between ape and man.
他收到了一个命令。
He got an order.
你给我搞一个人猿的后代。
Create for me an ape man.
或者人跟黑猩猩的后代。
A descendant from ape and man.
你们知道谁给他下的命令
？Whose order did he receive from？
猜猜看。
Who？
谁？他是苏联人。
He's from Russia。
谁？
斯
大林。
斯大林给了 the order。
那有人说斯大林怎么对突然对这个遗传这个感兴趣来了
？How can Stalin be interested in heredity tradition？
不是。
No。
他要他搞一个人猿或者人和黑猩猩的后代做什么？
He want to create ape man descendants.
打仗
So that they can go to battle.
他们身强力壮
These are strong species.
听话
Obedient.
光黑猩猩的话也不行
Just merely gorilla is not enough.
会把 order 搞错
They may not be understand the order.
你半猿半人他能听懂你的话
Half man and half ape they can understand.
而且他死了你没后事
And then no trouble with them die.
不用追人烈士啊。
You don't have to have.
没有抚恤金啊。
You don't get scholarship.
连墓都不要。
You don't need to do anything.
他就是这样想法，所以逼着他叫他搞。
He forced them to do the research.
他搞了，搞出来没有
？What's the result?
我们都知道没有。
We know that.
因为他搞不出来，斯大林把他投入监狱。
He cannot come up with a result, and he was.
关了五年
，He was in jail for 5 years.
那想想他们生不出来，管你什么事呢
？He said, "What? Is that your fault?"
又把他放出来。
They finally let him go.
他不久就死了。
He passed away not too long.
他得出的一个结论。
His conclusion was that.
他人类和人猿首先是大猩猩。
The man and ape, especially the gorilla.
进行成功交配。
A crossbreeding.
而得出有生活能力的后代
，to create a life that can sustain itself，
均找不到任何科学根据。
There is no scientific evidence for this.
那你说，人是从猿进化来的吗
？Can man come from ape？
我们许多年轻人都要看神迹。
A lot of young people looking for miracle.
其实，在我们身上有很多很多的神迹。
Actually, there are many signs of God in our body.
近年来对 DNA 的研究
the recent discovery in DNA
震惊了科学家
shocked many scientists
想不到人的 DNA 是这么复杂
they were amazed at the complexity of the human DNA
简直不可相信
it's beyond our imagination
他们只有认为这不可能是一个偶然的机会而形成的
they must conclude this is not an accident
这方面的信息以后有机会我给大家分享
I would like to share with you this information in the future
这就是神的神迹啊
These are the traces of God
就像保罗说的啊，他自从这天地创天地以来
Since the creation of the world
神的永能和神性是明明可知的
God's eternal power is
随之也能见
Even though our eye cannot see
但随着所造之物
But from the thing that was created,
就可以晓得
we can know,
叫人无可推诿
that we cannot deny.
我们生活当中神迹实在太多了
Because every day in our life we see traces of God.
所以呢，我们说，既然我们如果相信神，或者你现在还不信神的话，那你就应该知道神爱你。
Even though you believe in God or you do not believe, but you must know God.
神要和你说话。
He wants to speak to you.
有人说我没听见。
But people say I cannot hear him.
神的话在哪里
？Where is His word?
神的话在圣经里。
God's word are in the Bible.
那你怎么跟神说话
？And how do I speak to Him?
祷告。
You pray.
我们一直祷告。
Let's pray.
祷告正好。
Pray is good.
不管你信还是不信
Whether you believe in prayer or not,
你向神祷告
You just speak to him.
你会有一种不一样的体会
You're going to have a new realization.
所以呢，特别对还没有信主的朋友
People who have not yet believed,
我想跟你分享这句话
I want to share a verse with you.
你不要害怕你的生命会结束
Do not be afraid that your life will come to an end.
你要害怕它还没有开始
You must be fearful that it never gets started
老的生命总是要去的
Because all life will all come to an end
只有当你有了新的生命
Only when you receive a new life
神给你的生命
Life that received from God
你就根本不用害怕你的肉体会你的肉体的生命会消失
Then you will never have to fear that your physical body will die
因为你在神
Because in God,
你会有永生。
You have eternal life.
神永远和我们在一起。
Yeah, that we can be with Him.
所以最重要的，我们是要认识我们的救主。
That's why the most important thing is to know our Savior.
你要知道神永远和我们在一起。
You know God will be with us eternally.
也和你在一起。
He will be with you.
祝福大家，谢谢。
May God bless you.
Amen.
我们做一个祷告，我请弟兄给大家做一个祝祷。
Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the new evidence that you present through the sciences, so that we can know clearly, indeed, you are the Creator. There are many theories that people are believing, but somehow because it's not true, there's no evidence for them. Father, we thank you for the assurance.Of your Bible, we thank you for the great nature that you have manifested to show forth yourself, so we can know you better. We thank you for this message. We thank you for your presence with us. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.